sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins. You got to pull the mic towards you, Becky.
Good morning.
I know you're new to this.
Right,
you're a rookie.
I'm so sorry. You go on vacation for a week and you forget where the microphone is.
Oh, that was funny. Well, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How was your birthday yesterday?
Well, my birthday was great. How was yours?
My birthday was wonderful, too. So, Dean, did you have a birthday yesterday?
No, I didn't. But I knew that it was both of you.
Yeah.
But it made me question myself. Is that truly both of their birthdays on the same day?
Yeah, it is.
Well, happy birthday, guys.
Well, thank you. Well, we are here with Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. We have a lot to cover. Because there's a lot of new information out there on the mortgage subject. And, Dean, you're going to share with us. But before we get started, I wanted to tell you that next week we have Linda Vauter on, who is the headliner at the Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living Show. And as a result of that, we have been provided with some tickets, several tickets I'm able to give away today.
Well,
so you can have either two or four tickets if you call and you are a, part of our show. So call and ask a question.
If you would like to join, call in, get some tickets to the show. The number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000.
Okay. Dean, you had a conference this week, and is it millennials or Gen Zers?
Millennials.
Okay. The news is all about the millennials because they need the attention. Okay,
go for it. it's kind of fascinating. So the speaker, and Becky, you hear the term Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, but our speaker was from Freddie Mac.
Mac is the federal?
Well, it's a GSE, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation.
There you go.
Okay, so everyone gets Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Ginny Mae. I think they're all related. But she spoke on the data Freddie Mac has accumulated on all home buyers. Before I jump into the millennial, I think an interesting note, the second highest audience projected to buy and is buying are single women. So when I think about what we do for a living, that is a target of buyers that are ready to buy and are buying are single women, whether it be divorce situation or a widow. But single women of all ages is high on the radar screen.
And they kind of have their financial life in order, I think.
I think so, too. And she kind of compared it to the old days where a single woman would never do that. They weren't actively in the market. And here we fast forward years later.
Right.
They have it together.
Well, more so women do look for stability.
Right.
And owning your own home offers that.
Right.
So that's a good little tidbit. What else did they say?
Okay, let's jump into the millennials.
Okay.
There's 50 million millennials. It was interesting that 65% acknowledge the college education expense, but value the education that comes along with it.
Okay.
54%, and think of the 50 million I'm talking about, but 54% are renters who want to buy a home and anticipate moving in the next 2 years.
That's a lot of homes.
But where's the inventory?
Here's the problem. They want new homes, brand new homes. And if millennials want new homes,
right,
they don't want the old stuff. So where are they going to get the new homes? Yeah. I project they're going to be much smaller homes, like maybe 1,000, 1,100 square feet.
Mm-hmm. 82% have not owned a home. And this one was mind-boggling, but, you know, they project 58% will be in the age group of 31 to 40 before they own their first home.
Yeah, they've delayed it,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to 4 or 5 years ago. You had the influx of millennials who moved out from home, or maybe 10 years ago they did, and 4 or 5 years ago they moved back home, been hanging on to money, and now they're going to fly the coop again. But 31 to 40 is to purchase that first home.
So for people to go, I always go, anytime I hear the term millennials, I'm going, okay, now what age bracket is that? What year bracket is that? So millennials are, according to this little Britannica, Encyclopedia Britannica, I pulled it off the shelf, you know, the great leather bound.
And it had millennial in there?
Yes. And okay. It's born from 1981 to 1996. And so we are, I think part of it, Dean, is we have, there's two things that we've delayed adolescence. Adolescence is going into their 20s. They're still considering adolescence.
Right.
And they're the most educated generation in history. So they're staying in school, getting right. degrees through their 20s.
Well, because they don't want to go to work.
Somewhat.
You know, but you touched on education, and then she flipped that script and said they value education, they are the most educated, yet their lack of knowledge of what we do for a living
right.
It's like 47% truly, they're clueless and they have no idea what it takes to buy a home. Her mission, and I think the three of us live off educating people. We believe in that. And I think this audience of millennials, I think we got to do all we can in this year to educate that audience what it takes to buy a home. Because they perceive 20% down payment as a minimum down payment.
That's kind of weird to me, this whole thing. Two of my kids are millennials. They do not take on the attributes of the millennial. And I think it's because they had two older siblings that they were truly involved with.
Right.
So they kind of reflect maybe the – what's before millennial, do we know?
Gen X.
Oh, Gen X. Yeah,
so,
they reflect the Gen X.
Yeah, I'm a part of Gen X. Mike and I are both Gen Xers.
Right.
And then after millennials are Gen Z is what they're the term, which are those that are kind of between the ages of 12 and 27 right now.
Wow. Okay. So, but anyway, this big onslaught of
right.
business is likely to be people who want to be educated. We should do real well in that, Mark, because we do spend our time helping people understand the process, understand what's happening while they're doing the home buying or the home selling or whatever. So,
well, I think it'll be a good year. I think it'll be for the three of us who value education and not a transaction, and we value the people understanding what they're doing, I think we're going to be fine. It's not going to change how we do things.
Right. And you said a transaction. It just kind of reminds me of how most realtors they kind of relate to the transaction more than they do the person's in the transaction.
Right.
And that's a whole different way of looking at it. It's like this transaction.
Right.
And I know that we've never lost that people aspect in our business, that we're helping people.
Right.
We're not just helping a transaction.
Well, those buyers or sellers, they're turning to the two of you because you have the knowledge. You have the professionalism. You know what you're doing. You invest in them. I think that's a big six-letter word. I mean, you got to invest in people.
Right.
And you guys do, because you're not treating those people as bodies or transactions. And that's why you had the success that you do.
Yeah. A lot of your business is repeat business,
I
know.
It's incredible, Becky.
Yeah, well, only because you stay in touch with them. Yeah. I always say I wish a car dealer had stayed in touch with me. Mm-hmm. They could have almost built their career on my automobile buying.
We'll be right back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
NMLS number 196-895.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Our special guest is Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. He is live in studio here with us. If you want to call in and join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. And we have several tickets to the OKC Home and Outdoor Living Show that's coming March 22nd to the 24th at the OKC Fairgrounds. And so call in, ask a question, make a comment. We'll give you a ticket. Love to have you.
Or two or three.
Yeah, two or three.
Okay. So, well, I mean, people do that together. That's kind of, you get.
I just walk around by myself. With my
do
head
you really?
Down. No. Oh. No, Marissa and I go. We have a good time.
Yes, I like fun. To walk around there and look at what's new and what's going on. So, yeah, that's it's a fun event to go to. And the tickets are $11. So if you want four tickets, that's $44 worth. I'm good at my numbers. Okay, Dean, you know, when you were here last time, you mentioned trigger leads. And I wanted to kind of go back and kind of review that, because if someone wasn't listening last time, they need to hear it this time for sure.
Right.
What is a trigger lead?
And this is something that will frustrate the consumer in this way. So when someone applies for credit for a mortgage purpose, the credit bureaus sell that data to banks, lenders, institutions across the country, and they're not providing, Susie makes $10,000 a month and she works at Hobby Lobby, but they're providing name and contact information. They're selling that information to multi-lenders. So Becky goes online to my website today and applies, and if you have not opted out, you are going to be hit with, and the key word is mortgage, because you went in and applied for a mortgage. I pulled credit for a mortgage purpose. Becky, you may get 100 phone calls in the next 48 hours, 72 hours from people around the country that know you have applied for a mortgage, trying to get your business. And it didn't start with something I shared. It's the fact that credit bureaus are sharing and selling that data to lenders across the country. And it's nuts. I mean, I've had people that, it's kind of like Becky's my client, and you applied, but your financial advisor is getting all of your phone calls from those 80, 90 lenders across the country tied to you, because somewhere behind the scenes, your phone number is tied to your financial advisor. I mean, it's so you can opt out. You know, the frustrating part is when people want to buy a house, they don't want to wait a week to opt out, because it takes about a week for that opt out period to kick in to prevent those phone calls. People, when they find a house, they want to buy a house this afternoon.
Well, how do you opt out?
You know, and I'll pull up the website, but it's a opt out. I think it may be as easy as optout.com, and I think it takes about a week to do it, and it lasts for 5 years.
Okay. So we'll get that information to you.
But it's if you want to buy a house, reach out. I'm going to probably give you the site to opt out before we look at pulling credit, but that's about a week from now. So if someone calls me today, they need to opt out. Let's look at pulling credit next weekend or that following Monday.
Okay.
But it's the phone calls I get, guys, are overwhelming, because people are, you may go into your credit union to buy a car, but they tag it as a mortgage. Before you know it, you've got 48 phone calls in 6 hours from all across the country.
Wow.
So the website to go is optoutprescreen.com. optoutprescreen.com. We'll have Joy put that on our Facebook page.
Okay,
that's a
good.
Yeah, we'll throw it up on the Facebook page. And so if you follow Movers Real Estate on Facebook, we'll throw it up there and you'll get it. We have Dolly on the line. Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning.
How are you today, Dolly?
I am just fine. Happy birthday, Becky.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And Mark. Mark and I share a birthday.
We share the same birthday.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice. I just haven't had the opportunity to meet Mark.
Oh, okay.
But Becky's team is great. I like Judy, and hopefully she's going to sell my house, and she's sold two of them before. So
Is Dolly. Yeah.
Yeah, we know Dolly.
Now, yeah.
So, yes, and then you've got a great house. So,
thanks.
Beautiful, beautiful home. Would you like Home and Outdoor Living show tickets?
I sure would. That's why I called. Besides to wish you both of you.
Well, thank you so much. How many would you like to have, Dolly?
How about four?
Okay, perfect. We'll do that.
One for me and three to my neighbors.
Okay, very good. Okay. Well, those will be mailed out to you on Monday, so you'll get them in plenty of time.
So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So thanks, Dolly, for calling in. So if you want tickets to the OKC Home and Outdoor Living Show, you can give us a call here at the studio at 405-840-1000.
Well, let's continue our little chat with Dean Riddell.
So this trigger leads, one of the things to always keep in mind, I think, is if you're getting something for free or you think you're getting something for free, you're most likely the product that they're selling.
Right.
If you're signing up for something, if you're, they're making money somehow. And the number one way they have this where you want to look at all these different houses for free online, sign up. But well, then they sell your information.
Right. Right.
That's how they make money.
Well, that's, I mean, it's made us rich, right, Mark? We do not sell your information.
No. But even on that, when someone buys a house, that's public record there.
Right.
But you still have the same companies, Mark, that are bombarding Mark with free services or trying to sell you something. And, they make it look like it's from us. Because our name is on it, the buyer's name is on it, you receive it. And in my clients, I kind of give them that heads up at closing, and I'll say, guys, be alive. When this mortgage is filed a record, you're going to be hammered with junk mail that looks like it's from us, but it's not.
Right.
Well, and then another thing that happens on a regular basis is security systems. Mm-hmm. They call you the minute you close. It's like while the closer's making copies, they're calling the security system people saying, hey, I've got a live one here. And that the closer does not do that.
Right.
But it seems like it's that instant afterwards.
And those, they throw you under the bus, not by name, but they'll go, they call the consumer and say, your realtor gave me your name and number.
They do.
I hear that complaint a lot.
And that's one of the reasons why we choose to close at Chicago Title.
Right.
Because they guard the information.
True.
And I'm not sure every title company is as diligent with that as Chicago Title is.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes a difference where you close.
Yeah. So. And I think that's that trust and the relationship. And the three of us have got to be different. Our title agents have got to be different because there's a title agent every you turn the corner. There's a new title company. And we know there's lenders and realtors around every corner.
Yeah.
But you got to be different. You got to show yourself, be who you are, and be the professional that we're called to be.
Right. So, So tell us about what is new in the lending, or should we go back to the regular tried and true lending?
No, I mean, I think I have been very busy for the first quarter of 24. And it's almost people have adapted. You know, Mark and I talked about rates a little bit before we went on the air, and rates are hovering around 7. I mean, that's a good number. But people are still buying, so it's almost like they have adapted to, I want to buy a house. 7's the new norm. Let's go. And so then we'll get into the 2-1 buy down again because we're doing a lot of that.
Right. And if you pay money up front,
mm-hmm.
you're able to, or the seller can pay that up mm-hmm. front for you.
Well, we can talk about that because I think I've got a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. It is time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Well, it's buy down.
Buy down.
Buy down. Okay. A buy down's a mortgage financing technique where the buyer obtains a lower interest rate because they've paid money up front. Someone has paid money up front to lower the interest rate. It can be over the life of the loan, or it can be a temporary buy-down. And it comes in different things like a 2-1 buy-down, a 3-2-1 buy-down. But points, we need to talk about, they're called points when you do a buy-down. And each point equals 1% of your loan amount. So if your loan is $200,000, your point is $2,000. So buy downs. It's something that's happening a lot right now.
Well, you've got the permanent buy down, which is in the most common phrase, because that's the I'm going to buy down the interest rate. And the first thing I tell people when I get those blind calls is, Dean, I've got a rate quote at 6%. Really? How many points? Which is your comment, discount points. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, I don't know, what's a point? And I'll say, well, you need to go back to who gave you that incredible quote at 6% in a 7% market, because that's probably going to include 3 or 4 points. So if the buyer is financing $200,000, 4 points is $8,000. That's where you have to weigh out, is that good money? Because what the consumer's doing today is saying, I'm willing to pay $8,000 to get that 6% rate that I'm getting quoted. The bad thing about lenders is we don't paint the picture and tell them that rate and points talk and feed off one another. Because it's not about rate alone if you don't ask the point question as well.
It has everything to do with how long you expect to stay in your property. If you're in the military and you know you're going to move every 3 years, buying points for your benefit is not typically a good idea.
Right.
Now, if you're going to retain the property and keep it as a rental later, that might be mm-hmm. something you would think about. So,
but today you still have that curveball, is that our rate's going to fall in the next year. You see it, you hear it, I hear it, we watch it, we think it. But to me, that's a question, do I throw what I call the kitchen sink at it today to bury the rate? Or do I meet somewhere halfway and then look at refinancing should that day come a year from now?
That would make a lot of sense to mm-hmm. refinance if the rate falls. Mm-hmm. Usually if the rate falls by about 1.25, 1.5, it's time to refinance.
Right.
Unless it's just going down again. Right. But you never know if it's going to keep going down.
You made a comment about the VA buyer who's going to move in 3 years. And there's a gentleman that we financed. You know, his rates were escalating what, 2 years ago, right when they took off. Remember how they doubled in 90 days. But, you know, Corey, rates were probably 5.25 at the time. He missed the window. And he said, Dean, I want 4.375 rate. That's what I value. That's what I want. I said, Corey, it's $17,000 to do that. Now let's go to your point. I said, that's only good money if you're in that house for the next 13 and a half years. I said, can you truly think you're going to be in that house for 13? Dean, I hear what you're saying. I understand the math you showed me, but I want that 4.375 rate. Well, I did my job, guys. And I don't agree with him doing what he did, but I laid out the math so he could get his hands around the true business decision that he made.
But here's the deal. Corey was a pretty smart cookie. If he is going to have a VA loan, that
yeah,
is
it wasn't
a
VA.
I thought,
no,
okay.
No, this was just
No, conventional that's not assumable. Yeah. Don't spend money on those points. But if
VA would have affected the funding fee.
Well, the VA,
it is
assumable.
Assumable.
Yeah.
Which makes it marketable.
Right.
Right. And the funding fee's there no matter what you do.
Right.
So unless you're disabled or have quite a bit of money to put down, that's not going to be affected for veterans, the funding fee. Right.
Right? But I think getting into the numbers and to the math to make sure they're making a wise decision with their $17,000.
Right. Yeah.
You got to ask that question.
Yeah. Now, and in the end, Dean, we talk to people about stuff all the time and try to educate. And I always tell my clients, you are not going to make a stupid decision on this without me telling you that's a stupid decision. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's their decision.
Right. Agree.
I want to educate my clients as to what I think is a good way to go, given my experience and my education.
Right.
But in the end, I mean, it's their house, so they get to make the decisions.
If you want to join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. We have Martha on the line. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. Happy birthday, folks.
Thank you, Martha.
Okay, Becky. Okay. Anyway, I received in the mail a notice that says if I sold a home and paid a commission to a real estate agent, I may be a part of a class action settlement. And it names three realty companies, one of which I bought my home from. And then I can join in. So is this normal? It's price fixing and paying commissions.
Well,
I could read it to you, but it's, you know,
oh no, I'm very familiar with that. That was a national thing, and yes, you can be a part of that lawsuit by joining in. I'll tell you that I've been a part of some lawsuits, and in order to claim my 51 cents, I had to put my 60 cent stamp on the envelope to mail it back in. So I'm not sure I would advised to opt in there. And that is something we probably need to cover on a radio show that was a big deal. And it was recently. And there's been a settlement by the National Association of Realtors was involved in that.
Yes, yes. Right.
Too much to cover in this show.
Yeah. That's a great topic, Martha, to bring up, and one that we'll probably need to spend a whole show dedicated to, maybe with Ron Shalhoub.
We'll get Ron Shalhoub in here to
guide us.
Look at it. There were some larger companies. This happened in actually one of our adjoining states is where I
Missouri
think it originated.
Yeah.
But it's.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Right.
It's a little bit about price fixing and there's just too much to cover. I mean, I'm sorry, Martha.
It's a great question, Martha.
Would you like some tickets to the Home and Garden Show?
Sure, I'd take a couple of tickets, okay. Or maybe four if you can spare them.
I can spare them. They were very generous with me this year. Okay, Martha, I've got your name on these. Give your information to
Mike Gannon.
Mike Gannon, and then next time you buy, call me.
Hey, I wish I'd known. I wish I'd known you existed before I bought.
Oh, it wasn't. There are lots of good realtors out there, and I'm hoping that you got one. So,
okay.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome. Bye.
Just hold on the line, Martha. so Mike can get your information.
So, okay. so the part two when we talk about buy down is you've got a permanent buy down, which is what we just talked about, which is buying the interest rate down permanently
for the life of the loan, whether it be a 15 year loan or 30 year loan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then this has resurrected heavily because in the 80s and 90s there were a 3-2-1 buy down, a 2-1 buy down. Those have been dormant for 30 years, guys, because we never had the rate movement that we did 24 months ago. So fast forward to today, rate spike, temporary buy downs come into play. I just made some notes just for the listeners to understand what's going on. But a temporary buy down is a temporary pause of rate. So if you're doing a 2-1 buy down, which is the most common, today's rate is 7, let's say. You start off at 5. You drop that 2%. First year, your rate is 5%. 12 months. This is a fixed rate loan for the buyers or the consumers that say, oh, is this an adjustable? No. The rate on their loan is 7. For the first year, it's 5. So the payment calculation or the win to the consumer is the principal and interest difference at 7% compared to 5%.
Considerable. Okay.
Considerable. On a $380,000 loan, I just made some notes, that payment difference was $480 a month.
Wow.
And that can be a big deal. Year two, so after 12 months, that rate goes to 6%. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, and that payment difference is still $240 difference, you know, from a 6 to a 7. But when we are in an environment where we anticipate rates improving, there's an opportunity for the buyer to capitalize on the amount that is paid by the seller, because it's got to be paid by the seller or the builder or the lender if there's any money left
over.
Buyer cannot pay it. So let's say the combination of those principal and interest numbers equal $10,000.
Okay.
And rates drop a year from now. There'll probably be $4,000 left over in that, what I call a subsidy account.
Right.
Now the buyer can do their no-cost refinance. They can do, it's their money to take with them should they call you to sell their house a year from now.
Right.
That $4,000 is still left over to go towards their payoff. It's their money.
Right.
And so we're doing, guys, we're doing 4 or 5 of those every month with our buyers because they're starting off at 5%. We did a 3-2-1 buy down. Where he started off year one on a $500,000 loan amount, year one his rate was 3.5. Year two it's going to 4.5. Year three it's going to 5.5. His rate on his loan is 6.5. And that's his loan. That's his rate. His payment difference, guys, on year one at 3.5 is $990 a month.
And you know that makes a lot of sense for someone who is looking to have their income go up, mm-hmm. You know, a young professional mm-hmm. or something like that. Does not make sense if you're on an annuity
right.
and Social Security, because you're not likely to be going up that much.
No, but you're not promising. You know, I never will. I'll tell clients I don't have a crystal ball, so I wouldn't be sitting with you right now. I mean, but we all anticipate rates slipping, and I think that's that second win opportunity for the buyer to take advantage of that refinance with right. the leftover monies.
But big difference between now and 2008 is you have to qualify right. for the
yeah.
the higher
yeah, you're qualified
percentage.
At 7,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, for that. Yeah. We'll be right back with your smoking hot deal right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Hot, hot, hot. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn, on 63rd just west of Meridian, at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue just north of Hefner Road.
Well, I've got you one smoking hot deal now and one that we're going to hold open next weekend.
So smoke one now, smoke another later.
Right? Okay. Slate River Drive, and that is a Yukon address. It's Northwest 36th and Sarah Road. So, kind of, that's Yukon.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Yukon schools. So, Lakeview Elementary and Skyview Elementary. Evidently, there's a choice there. But this is a four-bed, two-bath home. Pretty. It was built in 2019. It's right at 2,000 square feet. And a very versatile and functional plan. There is an HOA here. It is $252 a year. And it's $312,000.
Boy, great location. Easy to get on and off the Kilpatrick Turnpike from there to get around the city. Very, very popular area.
Okay, and then next weekend, that, by the way, Slate River is going to be held open tomorrow between 2 and 4, so go see Joe there. And then Joe is also holding open next weekend our Golden Pond listing. Now, this is
on
a new
Golden
listing.
Pond.
It is on Golden Pond, and it is a Norman address, Newcastle Schools, the ever-popular Newcastle Schools. And this is a 2,400-square-foot home. It's got three nice-sized bedrooms, and it's got two-and-a-half bathrooms. I'll tell you more about that next week, but the thing you need to know is it is on a little more than 2 acres.
Beautiful.
And it is
beautiful, beautiful.
It is a beautiful setting.
Yep.
And it is 3051 Golden Pond Drive.
And if you want to take a look at that, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins.com. Click on search listings. You can take a virtual tour, or you can click and schedule a tour for yourself. You don't have to wait for next week's open house. So if you are looking for tickets to the OKC Home and Outdoor Living, we have a few left. You better call in quickly. The number to call in is 840-1000.
We're in the 405 area code, if, just in the event nobody knew that. Right? Okay, Dean, kind of tell us the steps to get ready to buy a home. We've got all these millennials that are probably going to buy a home next year. And in order to prepare, you really do need to prepare in advance for this. Most people do. The first thing is, do your best to save up a down payment. There is down payment assistance available, but that comes with a package. And the package it comes with is a given interest rate, sometimes a tad higher, other times a tad lower.
Not,
you have to check
on that.
It's
pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not like the old bond issues, though, where when it ran out and that kind of stuff. So there's dedicated money for this.
Right.
For down payment. Okay. So save up some closing costs. And if it's to your advantage to not use that money and to just keep that money banked at the time you buy a house, Dean might be able to find you a good interest rate with no down payment.
Right.
Kind of depends on the time that you're going to buy. But what else do you need to do in advance to get ready?
You know, Becky, in this last couple of weeks, and it's rare. Unfortunately, it's rare, but I've had two buyers or two people that called me that said, I'm not buying until early 25. What do I have to do to put myself in a position to be in that best spot a year from now? And I think that understanding, you know, you mentioned down payment. You know, technology is great, guys, but it doesn't answer all those questions. You know, when you start getting into mortgage insurance, MIP versus PMI versus, you know, what are actual insurance premiums that paid, factor into those numbers.
Yeah, and so, paying your PMI up front as opposed to over the life of the loan. There's a lot of planning that can go into this that has substantial financial differences.
I get into the credit aspect. So Mark calls me today and he says, I want to buy a year from now. I'm bringing Mark to the office today, and I will get into the credit aspect with him. And you may openly say, Dean, my credit's around 600 today. I need to know that. Your lender needs to know that, listeners, because our mission over the next 12 months is, what do we have to do to get your credit elevated? I had a client in this week. He's self-employed, 587 score, needs to use down payment assistance money 6-8 months from now.
Well, you got to get that credit score up because that money's not available for a 580 credit score.
Totally agree, but the typical consumer doesn't know that, which is why what you brought up is so valid. If you're thinking about buying a house this year,
or next year,
get in front of a lender and say, "What do I have to do?" If a lender says you need to apply before they'll visit with you, find a different lender. Find someone that'll just go talk, make your list of questions, go sit down. I carve up those numbers. I go through credit verbally with clients every week. And that's us doing our job.
Right. And on the credit issue, one of the things I know that you advise people is, like, if you have a 10,000 credit score, that'd be good.
Well, 10,000?
Yeah.
No, but if you have a 10,000 limit on a credit card, get it down 30%. To 3,000 or less.
Thanks for listening. And hang on to the line, Ann, and Mike Gannon will get your tickets to you. So thanks for calling in, Ann. And thank you for listening, dear listener. We'll be back next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
And may all of your wishes come true. May each day.